Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
At number 19, I have Drake May. 15 touchdowns, 10 picks, 9 fumbles last year. So we talked about sort of the, as you mentioned just a short time ago, some of his mistakes were masked because they were so bad, and some of his mistakes were just like, hey, we are bad, so let's... You're hoping that it was sort of a just wing it. Hey, I got to make a play. And if I'm coached better, if we're a better football team, I'm going to understand, throw the ball away, you know, take the 2-yard sack, whatever the case may be. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Don't put the football in harm's way.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and 3-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great, great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Ford would fit our alliteration, too. It's 4 o'clock football.
Presented by Ford?
Presented by Ford. It isn't, but it could be if they want to call somebody in sales. Happy to make that a thing.
What's a verb that starts with F that we could do instead of powered by Ford? I'll think about that. Anyways, continue.
Okay. Fueled. Fueled.
Fueled by Ford.
Nailed it.
But anybody else, you don't have to have an F if you want to sponsor it. We'll take any letter of the alphabet as long as
any beer, anything like that.
Ching, anything like that. But that was our buddy Mike Giardi. On his, what is it, All 32 podcast?
Yeah, with our pal Will Parkinson, Six Rings guest.
They did a ranking of NFL quarterbacks, and Mike Giardi has Drake May as the 19th best quarterback in the National Football League. He had as Mike is wont to do, a little bit longer-winded explanation of that, talking about sources, defensive coordinators he's talked to, and some of whom played him multiple times last year, what their feeling was going into Drake May, coming out of.
Oh.
And it's
I
thought it was really, well, you'd have to listen to the All 32 pod with Mike Giardi. The one thing that I found really interesting was sort of a positive and a negative. They went into the matchups thinking he's a really physically talented kid, but can he read and diagnose, and will he pass the test we throw at him? Some of them left the game saying, he's more physically talented than I thought he was going in, and I'm still not sure he can pass the test in terms of the mental and the reads and all of those things. And I think that falls into line with what a lot of us think. And the one differentiating factor, I guess we'll say, is he may not have had all the answers in Alex Van Pelt's offense under Alex Van Pelt. How will that change year 2 in Josh McDaniels' offense under Josh McDaniels and his tutelage and experience working with young quarterbacks. So Drake May, 19th overall. Does that feel fair, low, Fitzy? I feel like you're going to say low, but does that feel fair, low, or how do you feel about that ranking?
I'm going to go 100% fair. He hasn't earned his way into the top 12 yet. He isn't a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Does he have top 10 potential? Could he be a top 8 elite QB one day? Sure. Looks like he's got all the tools, from the laser rocket arm to the processing speed to the quick feet. But what is he? He started, again, the world is basing everything off projection and potential. Nobody is basing, it seems like, anything for the 2025 Patriots off of reality. They flipped 50% of their roster. Okay, great. He had to get together for like a day and a half after his wedding with some of his receivers. Does that mean that now all of a sudden they've got impeccable chemistry and the guy's going to have an 80% completion percentage on the season? Hell no. He's never even handed off a ball to Travion Henderson in a live game rep. So, no. 19th feels... I'm happier he's in the top 20. That feels about right as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it does feel right for me too. Okay. You know, look... I just think it's based off of how bad the offensive line was last year, how bad the receivers were. I questioned some of the coaching. I think it was a very simple kind of offense that they ran because of the deficiencies they had at the other positions. So, therefore, you're bringing the quarterback down too. I think Josh McDaniels, the new offensive coordinator, is going to teach him the game in ways he never really saw the game before when he was with Alex Van Pelt. So I'm putting a lot into this year. I mean, I got to see. You start to wonder, you know, I mean, there's a part of me that thinks, you know, is he a winner? Like, yeah, he's got these unbelievable traits. No, this will be answered this year. Like, I got to see him win football games because let's face it, he did. I mean, he kept him in that Tennessee game. I mean, he had that last play on the regulation, and then he threw an interception in overtime. But they wouldn't have been overtime if he didn't throw that pass in regulation. So, but there was, I got to see him win more games.
Do you believe in that? It's something we've actually bandied about, Arcand and I, going back to the old show, and we've done segments on it, like winner. What is a winner? Does a winner always win on the scoreboard, or are you a winner that – can come up short a lot? Like,
no, you got to win on the scoreboard.
Charles Barkley, is he not a winner because he never won?
Okay, well, that's a good one.
That's where we get into. And when
Josh Allen, what do you consider him?
I think he's a winner. He's never won.
He's never won.
Right? So, and that's where you get into that. And I think it is a challenge because the quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
Right. He's never won.
Never won.
Perfect. You know, and there's a lot of guys that have come through that Tom Brady was a winner. But if Tom Brady never existed, if you Thanos'd Tom Brady, other guys of that generation would have become better winners. Whether it's Peyton Manning, maybe he has a bunch of rings all over his hand, or whoever it would be steps up to the void.
It's not fair, Fitzy, you guys, to maybe hold the winning to him solely, because it's the most interdependent game there is. And you talk about Joe Burrow's never won. Josh Allen's never won.
None of them.
Lamar Jackson's never won.
And they're awesome.
And they're awesome. So it really takes the whole operation. It's not just the quarterback, but fair or not fair, that's how we judge the best ones, is did they win the big one or not?
And what kind of rosters were they surrounded by? Did they have the supporting talent that they needed? John Elway, obviously a winner, didn't win until he had one of the 25 best running backs in the history of the NFL on his team. Yep.
He was a loser. Jim Kelly, loser, right? Not a loser, in my opinion.
Not a loser.
He's a winner.
You're right.
But he didn't win. And that's that challenge of the quarter. It's all sports, but really the quarterback position. And, you know, you get into when I look at Drake May. So the questions are, well, no, because almost no one questions his physical ability. He has all the physical tools. I feel like that's basically universally accepted.
It's they're unique to him, I think.
So that is on one level. He has the physical tools.
He does.
So then it gets down to head, but head in a number of ways. Leadership and sort of that world, but diagnosing, reading, making good decisions, that whole aspect of the on-field. Which of those worries you the most? Is it the winner leadership part? Is he just a, you know, put the women and children to bed and jump on my back, boys. We're going to go right down the field here and win. Or is it the, cover two and the safety did this, and I know that this guy, blah, blah, like the actual on-field stuff. Which of those, Ted?
I feel like it's the first. I feel like it's the put me on your back. And I don't know. And I got to give the kid, I mean, he's what, 22 years old?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I was a rookie. I think I was 23. Like, it's a lot to ask. I didn't see a lot of that last year from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he was just trying to figure out whether to poop or wind his watch last year. When you're a rookie, it's tough. But it's also like, I want
could
to
I do both? Just sit on the throne?
It's hard to do both. I've tried. Really? Very hard.
Okay. Who winds watches anymore?
It's an old expression. Blame Mascar for that. But but I want to see some examples of some leadership. Watch? And that's why I wanted to see him doing the off-season stuff.
And he did it.
Stuff matters.
He did it. And it's not about... It's not about football camps and making money.
Nope.
It's not about, no disrespect, nice thing to do, donating your gifts from your wedding to charity. Yeah. And that's all great, but are you the unquestioned leader of, didn't we have questions? Who was the, before Joe Milton, Fitzy, what was the question? Remember there was a dinner and somebody yelled like QB1 or something?
Oh, you know who that was?
That was Kendrick Bourne.
That was Zappy. That was Bailey Zappy.
Yes.
That was Kendrick Bourne.
Okay.
Throwing Zappy some love.
You know who never needed to have QB1 yelled? Brady. Like, QB1s don't need people to tell them they're QB1s. Everybody knows when they walk in the building, the room, the restaurant, whatever, right? QB1 is without, you don't need a hype man.
No doubt.
You don't need Paul Heyman yelling, the quarterback. No. Everybody knows. Does he have that? Is he QB1? Or do we still have those concerns that the QB1 runway needed to be cleared for him? Like, that's Fitzy. If that's still a question, and Ted is alluding to that a little bit with the winner thing.
Yeah.
That's concerning if that's still a question for me.
Yeah, see, for me yesterday on my 3-point stance, Andy, I played a snippet from Quarterback, which debuted today, its second season on Netflix, and it was Joe Burrow swearing up a storm after the Bengals went on the road, scored 37 points, and won by 10 points. Why? Because he was pissed that they committed 8 false starts and played such a sloppy game. That, to me, is that not just winning, the killer instinct. We don't know if Drake has the killer instinct yet. Does he seem like a winner? Hell yeah, he does. From the pedigree to the physicality to his just general on-field intelligence and skill. I don't know if he has the killer instinct yet. Now, what I think the person who's going to either bring it out in him or who is possibly going to let us know is going to be his potential wide receiver one this year, Steph Diggs, because I think he was brought in to not only raise the acumen and ability and competitiveness of the wide receiver room, but also see if he could elevate Drake's game. He wants to get a bag. That's exactly who Drake should have himself surrounded by. And Ted, that's what I was getting at yesterday when I said that I think it's good that Steph Diggs has football to focus on and not the fame monster this season.
Yeah, and that's an interesting debate, and we can go, because I go both sides on that. That's an interesting kind of thing to talk about. But, you know, I want to hear stories of Drake May, who's the first guy in the
– right.
That stuff, it matters. I mean, Brady, Tuesday's your day off, not for Brady.
Right.
He went in and he watched film. He was the first guy there. You know, that's the – I want to hear those stories from Drake May. Like, the kind of the best kind of a
– Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just positive stuff I'd hear is from offensive head coaches or offensive coordinators that would play against. So it was like the Mike McDaniel head coach who's an offensive,
right,
you know, minded coach, or Sean McVay when they played the Rams. Oh my gosh, Drake May. So that tells me something a little bit, but that's, you didn't hear a lot of that from the teammates. You know, Kendrick Bourne had some nice things to say, but nobody was saying about Drake what we were saying about Tom when he took over.
Right.
Which is not fair. I get it. But just give me some of that. Give me some, oh, in practice he was, you know, getting guys hyped, and he took practice so serious that it raised everybody else's level. I haven't heard those stories yet.
This is we've sort of stumbled into an interesting conversation and debate here: winner quarterbacks and what that means. And the guy that pops into my head is a guy who is the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. Is he a winner?
No.
He was the greatest winner coming into the league that we've ever seen. High school and college, I believe he lost 2 games total. So coming in,
same Cam Newton, same way.
Right.
Is he a winner?
And so do you lose your winner ability? Like, how does that work? Does it change at the NFL level because they're men and their businesses? Like, I'm just playing devil's. Trevor Lawrence was a great winner until he stopped winning.
Well, but he went from college to the NFL.
No, I know. And that's where
I'm
asking.
Big difference.
But if you're not a winner in college, which a lot of people have been like, he didn't really carry North Carolina to anything in his career there. Is he not really a winner?
Caleb Williams, same thing.
Can you jump to winner when you weren't a winner at this is an interesting dynamic for the quarterback. It's unfair.
Real quick. Lamar Jackson, we say, hasn't won anything, but was he a winner at Louisville?
No.
What about Josh Allen at Wyoming?
I don't know.
Sort of. But what
about Jaden Daniels at LSU?
Hell yeah, winner. Hell yeah. He changed 2 programs in 2 years. That's the modern example of a winner. I'd say CJ Stroud did the same thing in Houston the first year.
I'll give you another one, Ted, if I may, fellas. How about Bo Nix, winner at Oregon, comes in, wins with Sean Payton.
Yep.
Maybe it's system dependent, but you know, Bo Nix made the 25 under 25 list. Drake May didn't.
You know what Bo Nix was at Auburn? Loser. He was a loser. He started like freshman year, and then it just petered out, and he was his dad's son. Yeah.
I'll be damned.
And his dad played there, and it was like, oh, he's just a legacy, and it kind of petered out. No one was saying he was an absolute winner at Auburn. But then the next 2 stops in his career, he's a winner.
I'm trying to remember, was Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech like a big winner there?
No. Nope. Now he's the greatest winner there is. Yeah. Actually, that was in that video with Joe Burrow from quarterback, where Steve Spagnuolo, a defensive coach, seeks out Joe Burrow and says, other than our guy, you're the best there is, right? Like, that's a defensive coach. It's not an offensive Mike McDaniel. Oh, that guy'd be fun to have in my offense.
Right.
It's a guy scheming against Joe Burrow. But the caveat there, I would say, is, yeah, he's scheming against Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and some other weapons. So I do find this conversation, because we do it all the time, winner. He's got to prove he's a winner. More at the quarterback. But hell, goalies. Swayman needs to prove he's a winner, right? It's not just about the numbers. It's you make the save you need to make to win the game when the game is on the line.
So you asked me the question. Is it more that you want to see leadership, or do you question whether or not he can't read defenses? And so I think, do we all agree that it's more the leadership that we concern? I mean, or do you think he's incapable of reading defenses?
No,
that's why he holds the ball. And
I think he can, but there are times when it needs to be better, and there certainly are timely decisions that need to be better. Not every third down is the same, like the time in the game, what you got to do, when, you know, got to have it plays versus not got to have it plays. You know, whenever lost from punting.
Yeah.
That could happen in the first quarter. In the fourth quarter, with 2 minutes to go, we need a play here, Drake.
And what I put kind of when it comes to the mental part of it, I feel like that's just something he's naturally going to get better at. Like Russell Wilson, if you look at, he was a terrible pocket passer when he first started because I don't think he knew where to go with the football. He held the ball, so he scrambled, but now he became a better pocket passer. I just think the longer you play this game, the better you're going to be able to read from the pocket. I just can't imagine he's not going to figure that part out.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Patriots have invested $190 million in the defensive tackle position. You'd think that would buy you, I don't know, a top 10 player, others receiving votes, a honorable top 15, mention, maybe, yeah. Something. But ESPN did not seem to have a spot in its top 10 rankings at defensive tackle for either Milton Williams or Christian Barmore. Why is that? Do we overrate those guys? Are they really as good as they are paid to be? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Bolt, give me what's trending. The
exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox won their fifth game in a row last night. They beat the Rockies 10-2. The Sox go for the sweep this evening. First pitch is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start against Antonio Senzatella on the mound. A few roster moves from earlier today. The Red Sox reinstated outfielder Masataka Yoshida from the 60-day injured list. The corresponding moves, Nate Eaton was optioned down to AAA Worcester. The team also transferred right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie to the 60-day injured list. Here is your lineup for tonight's game. Jarren Duran leads off in center. Then it's Roman Anthony in left tonight. Trevor Story at short. Willy Abreu out in right with Carlos Narvaez as your catcher. Masataka Yoshida is your DH with Romy Gonzalez at first. Marcelo Meyer across the diamond at third. And David Hamilton is at second, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. The Revolution return to action tonight at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. Kickoff is at 7:30. Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens revealed the Celtics made offers to both Al Horford and Luke Kornet. Stevens also said it does not appear likely that Horford will be returning to the team next season. In NBA league news, the Thunder are signing Chet Holmgren to a fully guaranteed 5-year maximum rookie extension that could reach up to $250 million. And in the NFL, Buccaneers star left tackle Tristan Wirfs is expected to miss the start of the regular season because of a knee injury. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now with WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.